producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. So if there's something on your mind you'd like to chat with me about, great time to call. I will be doing theater for you a little later in the program. There's a lot of theater that I've seen in the last week or so, which is what I'll cover. The rest of it's already on the website. And lots coming up as well. It's a busy time of year. And so I know a lot of you come to the city for theater, especially over the holidays. So, and if not coming to theater, there's a lot of regional theater that picks up some of the stuff around here. So I decided once Time Magazine started doing New York theater that it was okay for me to do it as well. That's my rationalization, at least. 855-993-7569. All right, on this day in history, 1620, the Mayflower Compact is signed into what is now Provincetown Harbor near Cape Cod, or as the locals refer to it, P-Town. I was looking at the previews. I saw a movie in the movie theaters over the weekend. I saw Brandis Crisis. And so they had previews, which are one of my favorite things. It's the only downside of seeing movies in screenings is that I basically never get to see the previews, which are, I think, some of the best things ever. But so I saw the preview for the new Ron Howard one about Moby Dick, which I think is called Heart of the Sea, I think that's what it's called, with Chris Hemsworth. And they have a whale in there. Have you ever been on a whale watch?
Never, no.
They're fantastic. You should. It's one of those things that everybody should go on. First of all, it was one of those things where I could kind of sense when the whale was coming, which I don't know why, but I could. And they're huge. And what you realize is that they're attracted to people, that they're really very friendly mammals. And you have to remember, on a whale watch, you're talking about a modern ship with radar and sonar, and they know the patterns of the migrations. So they're relatively easy to find in theory compared to, you know, what, in the 1600s or 1700s. And they're still hard. The whale, they can still be elusive. If they don't want to be found, they're not found, period. So you understand that these were animals that really were social, and they were slaughtered. And they are huge. And the boats that we have on Whale Watch are much bigger and much sturdier than the vessels they had then, because they were all wood and they didn't have sonar and they didn't have radar and yada, yada. They're much smaller. And there's just something so elemental. And then seeing whales when they're on their migration, of, you know, with the flapping their tails around and reaching and stuff like that. But they're amazing. And they are huge. They are huge. You just can't believe when a whale comes underneath the ship that you're on, the boat that you're on, and realizing that I'm not talking about an ocean liner, I'm just talking about a ship that goes out of P-Town for a whale watch. You realize that if they decided that they didn't like you, that you were going down. So it's just an amazing experience and makes you really feel terrible shame, I think, about the fact that we slaughtered these wonderful animals for so long. But they are very impressive animals. Okay, so I just, digression, P-Town. In 1750, the FHC Society, which is known as the Flat Hat Club, was formed at Raleigh Tavern in Williamsburg, Virginia. It was the first college fraternity. And it was formed, and then it fell apart, and it's had two other iterations since then. But it doesn't seem to me surprising. First of all, it was that ancient. And second of all, that it happened at a tavern, right? And fraternities are coming under scrutiny again and under criticism. So it's going to be interesting to see whether they survive. Probably will in some iteration. In 1839, Virginia Military Institute, VMI. It was founded in Lexington, Virginia. And, you know, it's fascinating to me of how old some of these institutions are. In 1889, the state of Washington is admitted as the 42nd state of the United States. 1889, that's relatively recent, right? I mean, it's 100 years after, 10 years after the country was begun.
Yeah.
Washington, interesting state. That's where I did an archaeology dig there, and my daughter lived there at one point. I had a bunch of stations up there. Washington State's pretty interesting. In 1926, the United States numbered highway system was established, so it's that late. But you know who was responsible for most of the highway system in the United States? This isn't a trick question, actually. It's a trivial question. You're going to get this right, I can tell.
Eisenhower, right?
Right. And yeah. Do you know why? You're exactly right.
I don't remember why.
But you're exactly right on, and if I gave you a little more time, you'd probably figure it out, which is to move tanks across the country. It was strictly for military.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he realized, having been a general, is that you had to be able to move large machinery and materiel quickly and easily. So he is really the person single-handedly most responsible for the highway system in the United States. I just think things like that are kind of interesting because they give an insight into who we are as a people. So there we go. There's our wonderful story that will bring tears to your eyes today. And I just watched the documentary, He Named Me Malala, which is a fascinating documentary. It's the kid who was shot by the Taliban and survived, shot in the head for saying that girls should be able to go to school. And I think it's an incredibly appropriately named because Malala was actually kind of the Joan of Arc of Pakistan. And she was a teenage girl who went to the mountaintop and sort of rallied the troops against tremendous odds, and they were actually victorious. And it's quite clear in most societies that we know that the dads being supportive of daughters is a huge benefit to daughters doing terribly well as they go forward. But in this particular case, especially in such a patriarchal society, your dad being in favor, he was a school teacher who made sure that his daughter went to school from an early age. And so it's the idea that that he named me Malala is tells you a huge amount about the entire situation. And the story that that the guys picked as the kind of good news story of the day, which is a dad who pushes his daughter's in the high school marching band, and she has cerebral palsy and uses a wheelchair. And so her dad pushes her chair during each practice and performance, allowing her to move in formation with the rest of her bandmates. Isn't that a cool story? I think that's kind of really cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that a dad, and if you look at the video, I mean, he pays a huge amount of attention, and she just pays attention to playing her instrument, and he just pays attention to how to keep her in formation with the rest of the band. I think that's great. So the next time your dad gives you a hard time, you can say, "Hey, look, Dad," he says, "you drop kids off at school and you don't get to experience their day with them. So I'm very grateful to be part of her life." So how cool is that? Yay, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Omaha, Nebraska. So we love stories like that. There's stories like that that sort of give me a little lump in my throat, don't they, you? I mean, when I watched Malala, it was really hard not to just really, I mean, he is so proud of her, and it's clear that she is so feisty, partially because of him. And when he talks about standing up to the Taliban, which is clearly where she got her ideas from, he says, "I know to talk may be to die, but to not talk, you don't exist. So you might as well be dead." And he's one of those people who says that a very small number of people have really distorted the face of Islam, that Islam has nothing to do with the Taliban and has nothing to do with the things that they're talking about. So there you go. 855-993-7569. We almost always have a good news story up because so much of the news is kind of negative, and we try really hard around here to be positive and to sort of give people the idea that they can make a difference and should make a difference, and the world is basically not only not a bad place, but a pretty good place. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you're a veteran and you'd like to call in, you know, it's really interesting that one of the issues about, I think, being a vet, Manny, I know you didn't grow up with your dad very much in your life, right?
Right.
Was your dad in the military?
He was not. I do have a cousin who has done a couple tours in Iraq.
Does he talk about it at all?
I think I think if you ask him about it, he's open to talking about it, but it's not, I don't think it's something he particularly enjoys talking about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you ever talked with him about it? Have you ever asked him anything?
Not really, because I've always been kind of hesitant because I know it's not
uncomfortable for him.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, one of the problems about it historically, there's the highest incidence of post-traumatic stress disorder ever from the people in the military now. And the assumption is severalfold. First of all, because it's more acceptable to admit to it. So that there's that factor. But also that there are wars that they're not necessarily incredibly publicly supported. They're not necessarily reported on a lot, so people don't know a lot about them. But the military has also gotten more responsive to understanding that it's something that they need to be aware of. But that whole notion of my father was in the military, and all I know is that he was on I know he was claustrophobic, and he was supposed to be on a submarine, and he couldn't do it, so he was on a sub chaser, which was above, you know, was not underneath the water. It makes you absolutely, I think I told you, I sort of found that quite accidentally that both my parents were claustrophobic, but it was when I was a grown-up and was talking about my own claustrophobia, because I was willing to talk about it, because I'm of a different generation, obviously. And so saying, yeah, I'm a little claustrophobic. And both of them happened to be on the phone. They'd been married at that point for, I don't know, decades. And both of them admitted to me on the phone that they were both claustrophobic. They'd never talked to each other about it, which is more, I think, talks a lot about marriage, about communication, about what it is to be a male, but my mom hadn't talked about it either, what it is to admit to psychological, I'm not sure that I would view claustrophobia as a psychological problem, but it's not exactly a psychological strength either. So, but it was that I have really very little idea about what my father's service was. My brother's talked about it a little bit just because, but he was in the Navy, and I went to his graduation from OCS. And I was the only family member who went there. And so I think he was grateful for that. So I know a little bit more about his service. And I know a lot about his reserve stuff. But it's one of those things that guys didn't talk about. And I guess part of it is it's just such a different kind of experience. And it's interesting that men will talk with their own colleagues about it, and feel a huge bond to them. But I think part of it is because it's the only place they feel they can talk about it. It's an interesting phenomenon that men, you know, historically men have bragged about their war exploits, but really ever since World War One is just, you know, I just don't have anybody that I could, you know, that I could ever talk to about that. My father was part of World War Two, but I still don't know very much about his active service, and he wasn't really willing to talk about it very much. My brother, he was not in Vietnam. I'm trying to think about where my brother actually served. I know he was, maybe he was at the end of Vietnam because he did scuba diving. And I think he probably did stuff that I'm probably not supposed to know about. And as a reservist, he's been like in third world countries a lot, but I think he does mostly teaching for that. But it's very hard to actually find people who will talk about it. I probably learned as much about military service from clients that I've dealt with as any place else, because they'll come to a therapist to deal with post-traumatic stress disorder. So I would like to think we're and it's really interesting about how it's being treated now, because I didn't actually do some work, I just was experienced it with the Navy last year, of how some of the ways of the very innovative ways of treating post-traumatic stress disorder, especially from people who've been in Iraq. Because there's no sort of battle lines, that you were dealing with a civilian population and you were supposed to, in theory, be a peacekeeper, but you didn't know who your friends and who your foes were. The movie American Sniper, in that opening scene, I think, is apparently very accurate in depicting the real dilemma of yeah. of a kid. Is the kid have a bomb, or is he playing? Is he playing with a ball, and is he about to kill you, or are you about to kill him? So, and not knowing who the enemy is, not knowing who your friends are, knowing one day that somebody could be giving you a cup of coffee and the next day could be shooting at you, creates a huge set of anxiety and difficulties. And so they showed me some of the techniques they had of this very kind of sophisticated technological approach to PTSD, which was that they actually let me put on the glasses and you hold a gun, a rifle, and they sort of can make Baghdad at sunset and they can blow up buildings in front of you. The idea is by experiencing it when you have some control that it will lessen your anxieties about it, because by definition, post-traumatic stress disorder is the sense that things are out of control. I have things can pop out at me. It's the post-traumatic stress disorder is in some ways a paranoia, right? It's a very situational paranoia, but it says, I don't know who I can trust, and I don't know who I can trust, and therefore I'm in a constant state of readiness and anxiety. And that's basically, in kind of layman's terms, a way of understanding it. The largest study of post-traumatic stress disorder that has ever been undertaken was actually undertaken by the American Psychological Association following September 11th, because the idea was that the entire country had been traumatized. And who succumbed's not the fair word, who experienced or who exhibited post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms and who didn't, and including sleeplessness and flashbacks and paranoia and anxiety. And the term resilience sort of got tossed around, and who was resilient and who wasn't, and what characteristics led to resilience and what didn't. So it's a very interesting situation. But it turns out, the whole point, I guess, about all this, especially on Veterans Day, is talking about problems really does, in most cases, tend to lessen their impact. It's the difference between keeping something under wraps, under a lid, and just letting its energy build up as opposed to letting it dissipate. It's not necessarily the final answer or the only answer, but in conjunction with other kinds of things, it seems to be most effective. So, 855-993-7569. And I suppose the other issue is the civilian population not only being willing to listen, but being willing to say, listen, is this something you're willing to talk with me about? Even though it may be hard for us to hear, it may be therapeutic for military to talk. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them.
All right, Judy. All right, so here's, I've seen the five plays in the last week. I know. Add those to the movies and understand how really hard I work for you guys. Although most of it's really fun, so don't feel too sorry for me. Do not cry for me, Argentina. All right, I'll start with, I'll go from least favorite to most favorite, sort of, okay? Although there were... there were three that I really liked this week, which out of five isn't bad. There was one, well, I'll just tell you about them, all right? Before Your Eyes is, as far as I'm, it's 70 minutes. It's down at the Public Theater. And it was something that was actually started in Europe. It was started by something called the Gob Squad, which is a coalition between the UK and Germany. And what they did was do experimental theater. It was kind of kidnapped by the United States and by the public theater. And what it is, it's 70 minutes, and you enter the theater, which is one of the smaller theaters at the public, and there's kind of this scrim, almost like a mesh, and behind it are seven kids. They're playing jacks, they're playing... The kids range seeming between about 9 and 14, different ages. And they're playing jacks, and they're playing hide-and-seek, and they're jumping up and down. And this is why the audience is coming in. Eventually, the lights go down, and what we have is a combination of super titles on above the scrim, and on either side, two big television screens. And so they introduce each of the kids who are jumping around and bouncing, and then they sort of seemingly go off the screen onto the stage. All right, here's the deal, because I don't want to go into too much detail about it. The idea is that there's this Emma Thompson voice-sounding person who sort of says to the kids, tell me about yourself. And the idea of Before Your Eyes is that at some point they have pictures of audio pictures of these kids when they were younger, like 2 years before, questioning who they are now. And then through various costumes, they become teenagers, and then they become young adults, and then they're at a cocktail party in their 40s, and then they die. And the idea is that they are living their life before your eyes. It's an interesting idea for a skit. Everything goes on at least 20% too long, and at 70 minutes, it's still at 45 minutes. It would be a really interesting kind of experiment. The question is how much you like watching kids act and behave. And the problem is that if they're not your own kids, there were a fair number of kids in the audience who clearly aspire, either they're family members or they aspire to this kind of thing. And the problem about New York kids is they all tend to be a little bit precious. So I thought this was an interesting experiment. If I'd paid full price for theater, I don't think I'd be quite so interested in it. So an interesting experiment, goes on too long, and I think it's really more experimental than theater per se. Sylvia. I kind of like Sylvia. It's gotten some very mixed reviews. It actually debuted 20 years ago at Manhattan Theater Club, and this one stars Matthew Broderick, Julia White, Robert Sella, and Annalee Ashford. And the story is that a man basically falls in love with a dog, which threatens his marriage. When it was originally done, it's written by A.R. Gurney, who has kind of a somewhat cynical look, as far as I'm concerned, at marriage and middle-aged men. And the original Sylvia was played by Matthew Broderick's wife, right, Sarah Jessica Parker. And I remember it as not being funny, as it being kind of poignant and kind of a sad commentary about marriage and distraction and diversion and finding it easier to love a dog than a woman. And this one is played much more for laughs. So on the one hand, it's more entertaining, but I think less meaningful. So it depends about how you feel. Annalee Ashford is very likely going to be nominated for a Tony and may very well win one, because she is appealing and silly as the dog. The problem is that turning this from a tragedy into a comedy kind of distorts, as far as I'm concerned, what the message is, but does make it more fun theater to be there. Somebody that hated it said that all they felt that the Matthew Broderick character was really cruel to his wife. So that one I felt kind of mixed about, to be quite honest. All right, some things I didn't feel the least bit mixed about. King Charles III is terrific. It takes the notion of Queen Elizabeth II dying. It starts with a Requiem Mass at the beginning. It has an enormously talented cast, some of whom actually look like Prince William, Prince Henry, Charles, Camilla. And they act out what would really happen. Charles actually is the hero of this one. Several people asked me. This was started, obviously, in London and won a bunch of Oliviers, which is their equivalent of Tonys. If the royal family actually went and saw it, and I don't know the answer to that. If I would guess, I would guess at least Harry went. But the idea is that Kate, to a certain extent, plays the Lady Macbeth part in this one. And Charles actually comes off as a somewhat ineffectual but incredibly moral man. I just thought it was terrific. I thought it was smart and fun and interesting. And I think I gave it 5 stars. And King Charles III is really wonderful theater. Ripcord is another. I think I gave this one like 4.5 stars because it's an interesting idea. It's just a little less intellectual, to be quite honest. Mary Louise Burke plays Marilyn. Holland Taylor plays Abby. They turn out to be roommates in senior housing, and Abby is kind of a stinker that has always had her own room because she made friends with the director and everybody else got tossed out. Marilyn is one of those people that you either love or hate because she's perky and talks all the time and is trying to get Abby to go take walks. And the rest of the cast is uniformly talented in terms of playing. The only other name that you'll probably know is Rachel Dratch from Saturday Night Live, who plays Mary Louise's daughter. There's also some other characters who play. Scotty plays the orderly. This is clever theater. It's smart theater. It's about playing tricks on people, about love, about friendship, about betrayal. I thought it was really very well acted, very well done, and kind of silly as well. So it's a combination of very smart and very silly and very meaningful. Also, another thing that I really liked this week, which is, you know, three of the five I really liked a lot, is called Cuckooed. It's just over an hour. I think maybe it's a little more than that. I think it's maybe 95 minutes. Called Cuckooed, written and performed by Mark Thomas, who's not very well known in this country. Apparently, he's very well known in the UK as a comedian, as an activist. And I'm going to try very hard to get him on the program for It's Broken, Let's Fix, because he talks about two different things, both of which I think are really meaningful. One is he talks about friendship and betrayal. And since it's an issue that comes up so often on the program of how do you trust somebody, what happens about betrayal, whom do you trust, who do you listen to. And the second part is the notion that he's actually taken a couple of corporations to court and won with the idea that they have moles in sort of the do-gooder organizations that oppose big farm, big oil, major corporations. And his statement at the end of the show is, if this could happen in my country, could it happen in yours? And the answer is, yeah. So it's a look at two different things which mesh beautifully in this because he's such a talented performer. One is it's a very personal, poignant, emotional look at what it feels like to trust somebody who betrays your trust and looks you straight in the eye and lies like hell. And I think most of us have been in that experience, and how do you deal with that? And the second is, why would multinational billion-dollar corporations bother to have spies in something like Greenpeace or other activist organizations? And could that happen in this country, and would it happen, and what's the result of it? So the combination is really great theater. He's fun to watch. It's imaginatively staged. And so something that will be thought-provoking. So, to recap, before your very eyes, unless you really like watching young actors, and I'm talking about very young, 9 to 14-year-olds, cavort, you know, again, it's more a practice piece, I think, than a theater piece. Sylvia, I think, is fun, but got distorted a little bit. Ripcord, I liked a lot. Cuckooed is great political as well as psychological. King Charles III shouldn't be missed. More details at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. When I played the Beaver on TV, I often got into trouble without even meaning to. Well, years later, after I left Hollywood, I got into real trouble. My blood sugar was through the roof. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. And today, you can try this fast and easy solution without risk. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to LeaveYourDiabetes.com for your free video. That's LeaveYourDiabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to LeaveYourDiabetes.com. Now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Or the 855-993-7569. Helen, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. I'm phoning because you're talking about Veterans Day, and I just want to say my brother is a veteran who served in the Vietnam War, and he really appreciates a phone call that thanking him for his service. And so people might want to do that themselves to, if they know anybody.
That's a good idea. Yeah. And, just and, to give somebody a phone call.
Yeah. And he used to have a secretary. In fact, his company makes a big deal of it where they, he, now that he's retired, he even goes in for their little breakfast that they all, that they hold for the vets, which is nice. But his secretary used to always remember it, and he was really touched by it. And yet he was a person that also didn't want to talk about it. I only heard him talking about it once. And when I mentioned it to other vets that what my brother said when, you know, when we were talking about a graduation reunion type thing, they kept bringing up their vet experience. And in fact, they kind of hijacked part of the reunion to, because they needed to still talk about vet experiences. And they laughed and said, oh, your brother was at a resort, you know, and I told them what my brother's experience was. But anyway, I'm bringing this up all because I think vets need other vets' support as well as ours. And they're talking about closing down VA hospitals, some people. And from my observation of my training when I was in the healthcare field, they got a lot of support within the hospital system from each other.
I think it depends a lot about the VA hospital itself. I think some of them are certainly better than others. But, you know, I agree with you.
I think on their funding. And
well, yeah, and also their administration and whatever. I think we owe it to our vets to have good services for them, and whether it's within the VA system itself or within other hospitals so that they can choose, and certainly having vets where they feel that other people share their experiences, because there's nothing more frustrating than someone saying, I know what you feel, and feeling, the hell you do. You have no idea what I feel. So
right.
I think they're not going to close VA hospitals, I don't think.
They used to have groups for them, and
yep,
hear them
absolutely
talking. Wow.
Well, some do, some don't, and some, it's like everything else, that there are really useful groups, and there are ones that are a little less useful. Helen, thanks for your call, and I think your idea about calling a vet, I'm going to call my brother and say, hey, thanks for your service, and he'll say, are you being facetious? And I'll say, no, bro, I think it's a great idea. All righty, we'll do it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Good idea. All right, so I think Helen's point is very well taken, that don't keep your gratitude to yourself. You know, it'll make you feel better. It'll make a vet feel more that he or she is being recognized. And so I think it's a really good thing to do. Give them a holler, and I think the restaurants that have gone out of their way to say come on in, we want to thank you, are really on the right path, and I think the rest of us can follow suit. All right, 855-993-7569. What have I got here, Manny? About 3 minutes?
We've got more than that. We've got about 5 minutes.
All right, can we talk about, because it's Veterans Day, can we talk about public? We said, what public event do you remember the most? What public event do you remember the most, Manny?
I know it sounds like an easy answer, but it's always 9/11. I mean, I just remember I was my senior year of high school, and I just remember I was in a music class, and I remember one of my classmates, I think he was actually late coming to class, and I guess he was in the hallways, and he had saw on his way into class, he had saw like the footage they had it on the TVs and everything.
Yep.
That the you know, because we didn't have a TV in the classroom we were in.
Yep.
But he came into the door and he's like, "Guys,
you believe
you know,
what happened?
Yeah, you're not. Yeah. Just, you know, the Pentagon is on fire. Somebody crashed a plane into the Pentagon, and you know the Twin Towers are on fire and everything." And we were just yep. like, "Yeah, it just hit right away."
I would have said. See, one of the problems about my lifetime, I guess, is I've been on the air for so many. I was on for the assassination of John Lennon,
yeah.
For Martin Luther King. I was not on the air, but I was alive. For JFK, for Kennedy, I was a kid, but I remember that, of someone coming into my room and saying, "The president's dead," and I said, "The president of what?" I mean, it was just unthinkable, and...
Yeah.
I'd seen him like a couple of days before, the day before, but certainly September 11th.
Yeah, the John Lennon one. I you know, I wasn't alive at that time, but I know that one is especially noteworthy because I remember Howard Cosell had announced it on you know during Monday Night Football. It was a football game, and he basically like stopped announcing the game and basically broke the news that John Lennon had been shot and killed. And
I remember Walter Cronkite crying when he talked about, with a tear, when he talked about JFK.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Chinese curse, man. You live in interesting times. All right, let's see what other people remember the most.
Yeah, Tony, in fact, she says the assassination of President Kennedy. She says, I was 11 years old and was so affected by it and all the television coverage. It was announced to us by my sixth grade teacher, and we were sent home early. Of course, 9/11 is a vivid memory as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. For my parents, it was the death of Roosevelt, I think.
Yeah.
There's those two events in some ways are bookends of our lives. And I remember because I was down at the pit for 6.5 weeks, and remember thinking, I have a backstage pass to the event probably of our lifetime that nobody really wished had happened, but if it's going to happen, at least sort of being there and being able to do something and sort of experience it was I think invaluable. I still think am bedeviled by it, both physically and emotionally, but to a certain extent, if it's going to happen and you're going to help people with it, I think, you know, being there makes a huge difference.
Yeah. I think my mom would probably say Martin Luther King being shot and killed. I think she was 9 years old, getting ready to turn 10 when that happened. And
yeah.
I remember asking her too about it, and because at that time, at that age, she knew who Martin Luther King was, but she didn't, at 9 years old, she didn't really fully understand like the impact that he was having on the country at that time. And
well, and that I'm trying to remember. I think I was in high school when that happened, and then with Robert Kennedy happening very quickly thereafter, and having the feeling that something in America had died, that some sense of hope, some sense of possibility had just been extinguished. And I think and maybe this is a terribly appropriate thing to do on Veterans Day. I saw the movie The Martian, which I thought was terrific, and I read the book, which is even better. And the last page of the Martian, which isn't in the movie at all, says, "Can you believe all the money and all the time and all the effort that was spent on bringing one person home?" I said, "But that's who we are as human beings.
Yeah.
That we rise to the challenge. We value each other." And I think that's something to remember. Not only on Veterans Day, do call a veteran, but every day. Yeah. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Lastig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Lastig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at Lastig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with Lastig.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.